Part 23, Chapter 5. Turl was getting suspicious. It was a whole series of little things. First, there was the trouble with the money, and trouble with money was one thing Turl would not tolerate. They had his contracts, and Turl had supposed they would simply hand it over in due course. But no. It seemed the 2 billion galactic credits had been safeguarded in the Denver branch of the Earth Planetary Bank. Worse, it also seemed that this brown limper staffer was running up huge bills and loans with the Earth Planetary Bank. The most recent had been one to build a castle up on a hill. He wanted to call it Bergsdorfen, or some such thing. Brown limper staffer, to get the money, had offered as collateral the Turl contracts. Directors of the Earth Planetary Bank, a man named McAdam and a German, had turned up here at the compound with new documents for Turl to sign. And unless they were signed, then the galactic credits could not be turned over. The last thing Turl wanted was valid evidence lying about. But there was no help for it. McAdam said the original contracts were not properly notarized, and no one had attested to the signature. Turl had signed them with his left paw, since he hated the idea of all this evidence. He could have claimed the first contracts were forgeries he knew nothing about. But these bankers had typed up brand new, much more valid-looking contracts. The new ones attested that Turl was political officer, war officer, security officer, and acting head of Intergalactic Mining Company. True enough, locally. It was pointed out that there was no Earth branch of the company, that there was just the company as a whole. So Turl had to sign as acting for the whole board of Intergalactic Mining Company, and the contract sold the company and any interests the company might have that could be sold, transmitted, conveyed. You could read this contract in a way that sold all of Intergalactic everywhere, and all its planets. Or you could read it that it was just this planet and this branch. Very general. It made Turl's claws curl in fear. If the Imperial government of Cyclo learned of this, they would take days to torture him to death. Not in over 300,000 years had Intergalactic ever sold any part of itself or its interests. They had brought a Swiss notary and witnesses. The contract was in English, German, and Cyclo. It had 15 originals that had to be signed. But no sign, no money. Turl, rage and fear suppressed, had signed every copy. And then Brown Limper had signed as the custodian of interests for any legally constituted government of the planet, said contract binding on all successors, and then had also signed an addition to it conveying the contract to the Earth Planetary Bank to have and to hold and to execute or convey in return for sums advanced. With horror, Turl saw this document witnessed, stamped, covered with red seals, covered with gold seals, and packaged in wax seals. 15 separate copies of it. But they gave him his money. They said the Denver branch of the bank was closing and they could not keep it there, and Turl had to take it right now. Turl raised no objection to that. They brought the boxes on a flatbed truck and put them in his bedroom. They gave Turl his copies of the contract, and he signed a receipt for those and the money. They all left, and the moment they were out the door, his first act was to shred, burn, and destroy the ashes of his copies. If Cyclo ever got word of it. He felt soothed then, and he sat and petted the money for a while. Then he realized he couldn't go to bed amid all these boxes.